Welcome to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. I'm James Groves, and along with my business partner, Bill Dement, we want to share our journey as small business owners with you. As owners of Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, we will attempt to peel back the curtain of owning a small business in the trade service industry and talk about the many adventures of owning a small business. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, James.
How you doing?
I'm excited to be here.
I'm really excited.
I have several reasons I'd like to share.
Sure.
Well, spring is almost here, and that's meaningful in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's been spring here since like Thanksgiving.
Right.
And one of our all-time favorites is here. Somebody we do business with on a regular basis. He's always fun. Going to be hard. I mean, we've been carrying on for 45 minutes before the show today.
Yeah, like we got to repeat everything we just said the past 45 minutes.
But it was so good, it's worth saying again.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's talented. He's bright. He's always fun and loved. This second time he's been on the show. I'm glad he's come back.
I know. Well, let's introduce him. Andy Lonzak, thank you very much.
Welcome,
thank
Andy.
You.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Good to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. Andy is the owner of Creative Imaging Wraps. In full disclaimer, he is our wrap guy. He is our logo guy. He's our printing guy.
He's more than a guy. He's more than a guru.
He's definitely a guru. He's a friend. What's funny is it started out as just kind of a, hey, I need a wrap, and he did it for us and created a design that helped us launch
his design work, rebranding. Was terrific. Oh my gosh.
But then he just turned into a friend.
Yeah.
And so we talk as often as we can. We like to hang out and have lunch and we have lots in common. We're all kind of churchy. We have lots of kids and we have small businesses. So love having you here. Andy, welcome.
Love to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Lots of fun. So it's kind of neat because the full evolution of where we started, and we're going to talk drywall a little bit, folks. Sorry, we try not to do drywall-y too much in this podcast. But
we are drywall-y, aren't we? Sorry.
And so we had someone do our logos before. They're fine. Listen, our old trucks were really good. And
they were good.
And it was good value. But when we needed to upgrade, we needed to level up. We bought a pickup truck. We wanted to logo up. We wanted it to be something special, something different. And then I actually had someone in my own network group that we tried for weeks, like we're talking 3 weeks, three designs that were all failed. And I said, well, let me just call Andy because I know he does this.
Right.
Although he wasn't in my BNI, he was in BNI. Let me just call him. And I sent him here's the truck I have. Here's some ideas. And within like 90 minutes, I had what turned out to be small tweaks, but our evolution
the winning
of
design.
The new winning design. Mm-hmm. So we like this so much that every new truck, every old truck, we re-logo.
Even the franchisees.
Yeah. Well, that's the full circle moment. So we're sitting here in our training lab. You'll talk sometime soon. I'll let you have a word in here. We're sitting here in our training lab a couple weeks ago, and I've got the new franchisees here in their training. We've got pictures of all of our vehicles and stuff in the training conference room. And he sees the old ones on the wall with the pictures. And he's like, I'm just wanting you to know, I'm really glad that's not your brand. What we got is so much nicer. Because then, of course, all these new franchisees come in and we send them to Andy. All their vehicles get logoed the same. They look fabulous. We had our photographer, Lamont Gwynn, come in and he took crazy, we call them hero pictures, where the guys are proud standing in front of their trucks. And so they all just look fabulous, and it's all your fault. Sorry. I'm going to blame you for all that.
I take the blame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of fun things, and you helped us design and build our backdrop for all of our events that we're doing. So you do more than just wraps. We're going to talk a lot about vehicles and fleet today. But anyways, why don't you take a second, because you were on podcast 18.
18.
It's been
18.
A while.
We're recording 84 today, so it's been a long time, over a year. So why don't you just kind of refresh everyone's memory? I encourage people to go back and listen to 18. It's not on YouTube. It's only on Spotify and iHeartRadio. But why don't you refresh our audience on kind of who you are and where you came from and all the good stuff.
Sure. So been married 23 years. I have 7 children. We fostered for 8 years and adopted 4 through that process, and started doing printing back in 2006. Business, you know, steadily grew, and then COVID hit, and you know, the business cards that were my specialty now nobody needed because no one's meeting in person. So I kind of had to pivot, shift gears a little bit, and that's when I got into doing vehicle wraps and found out that I absolutely loved it. It takes a particular type of patience to do it. And apparently I have it because I'd love to do it. And so since then, you know, things have been growing. I got a shop, wasn't doing them in my garage anymore. In fact, your first truck was at my house.
Yeah, we just took it to
your house. Yeah, I remember that.
Did in my garage. And then, you know, I got a shop, small little shop. And then since then, about a year ago, upgraded to a dual bay shop with air conditioning.
It's pretty,
some employees.
It's a great shop.
I love it. And so, yeah, there's been times where packed out, got two vehicles in the bays and, you know, one parked outside. And, you know, so, yeah, that's kind of how we got here.
Yeah. I mean, talk about small business. I mean, we relate starting in your home. You know, we started in Bill's house. So it is possible. And we actually encourage our franchisees, you know, you don't have to have a warehouse or an office to start our business. They can do it out of their house.
Absolutely.
And that's what I like, because it's encouraging for our listeners, because we try to really focus on someone who wants to be in small business or who is in small business. And you really are that start. You are the person who started in your home. You pivoted from one, you know, well, you still do both, but you.
Now reps are my focus now.
Yeah. You had to adapt and overcome, you know, during the struggles, because your business cards are fabulous. They're just, the evolution is just not as needed anymore.
Yeah. I know when we first approached you, James asked you to do the design work as well. And I'm curious. So, how big a piece of the wrap business is that for you? Do a lot of people come to you? They already know what they want? Or do you find yourself doing a lot of design?
Very few already have a design. Some have an idea what they want. They might have a sketch or something. I can count probably only like two or three wraps where they were already designed and we just printed and installed it. But usually not. I've got a designer on staff that helps me out. So we're kind of in the same... We get each other. And so he's done a lot of great designs and you know, so.
The design's important.
It is.
I mean, because like I said earlier, we had three other designs from someone else. And they were fine. They were really well put together. But they had a guy with, you know, punching a hole in a wall on the side of the truck. It just looked weird. And if you have a bad design, it's useless to have a logo on your truck because your wraps don't tell the thing. I mean, I was driving in today. I was behind a vehicle and it was a wrap company, but their vehicle was so busy. They had balloons and streamers. There was multicolor pinks and blues and greens and yellows on a black background. And somewhere in there, using the exact same colors, was their phone number. And it took me probably 20 seconds to figure out, oh, they do wraps.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was so useless of a wrap to me. It's like, I would never go to do my wrap because I couldn't even understand. By looking at the vehicle, I didn't know what you did for work.
Oh, the design is so important.
Yeah.
I remember when Andy designed our new logo, the only direction we gave him was we want to be able to see it from two blocks away and clearly see what it says. So our trucks are a base white, and then one of our main colors is an orange, or kind of a reddish orange, and Andy just blew that thing up and bled it off the side of the truck. And man, you can see it from two blocks away.
It's pretty big.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
That was the direction. It was like, I want it big. Get my logo as big as possible. And he said, well, do we have to see the full circle? I'm like, no. And, okay, good. And there's a
during the conversation, that whole design popped up in my head.
Yeah.
And I just had, that's why it's just so quick. It wasn't a lot of, in that particular instance, it wasn't a lot of toying with it to get it to look right in my head.
You know, when it's right. And I had the same experience, Andy, when we first started the company and somebody said to me, I know what you should call it, the hole in the wall gang. And I knew instantly, I'm like, that's good. I don't like gang, but I like hole in the wall. And it just, you know what, when it's right, it's right. And that design was that one that you came up with. It just.
But the bleed off. Of that does transition to everywhere. It's now business
we
cards,
use it everywhere.
Promotion.
Yes.
So just the start of that design really kind of, you know, empowered us to create a whole new. So now Trisha's got a whole new, you know, slew of things. And our brand guide for our franchisees, that's the brand.
Yeah.
So everything's out there. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
appreciate it. I will keep repaying you by giving you as many trucks as possible.
Yeah, no, we're trying to send you some more right now. So you wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of branding. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, like branding and fleets and stuff, particularly with companies that have multiple vehicles. And it's really important for a lot of different reasons. Well, first, just the design in general. We've talked about it needs to be good. It needs to be understandable and memorable. But then when you go into talking about fleets and multiple vehicles, there's some extra things you really, you know, need to keep in mind. And, you know, there's consistency, perception, and advertising or marketing as kind of the main things. But like consistency, in your business, you should be consistent in your work. And your vehicles are kind of an extension of that.
Right.
They kind of, it's mostly unconscious, but people perceive, you know.
Yeah, they definitely message something about you, don't they?
Right. And if it looks sloppy and inconsistent across your whole company, they're going to get an idea, well, maybe I'm not sure what the results of the work is going to be. So having a consistent message, you know, sends the message that we are consistent in what we're doing. And if it's good quality, then they're going to get that message. Perception in this kind of helps sort of the smaller businesses that may have like two or three vehicles. If you've got them all wrapped and they look the same, you're going to look like an even bigger company than you are. People are going to be like,
that's so important.
You know, I see your trucks all over town. I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's three of us, you know?
Yeah.
But the perception is they're everywhere because they look the same. And so they don't know if they're seeing the same truck in three different places.
Yeah. Or one of 25.
Yeah. Right.
But it gives you an instant credibility with them. It's like, sure. I'm not just some guy who's a handyman, or I'm not just some guy I'm doing this as a hobby, or I'm a realtor with a magnet slapped on the side.
Right.
You took the time to design something and put something, it gives you an instant credibility. When the pride that people see when you pull up to their house, like for us, you pull up to their house in a nice, beautiful logoed vehicle with employees that walk out that are in uniforms, the homeowner's like, oh, whew, this guy's not a drug addict. He's not going to try and steal my TV while I'm not looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So important.
Yeah. That credibility is really cool.
I saw near our house, they're working on a townhome project. And one day, I think it was an electrical contractor, but they had like four or five vehicles in there and they all looked the same. I was like, you know, that's a big company. I had never heard of them before, but I'm like, it's obviously.
Yeah, they got something going on, don't they?
Right? Yeah.
You know, that we have a series of pictures that we've taken over time of some of our guys working or training, and we actually have them up in our conference room. And I think we have two copies of this one photo that I'm about to bring up, but it's exactly that. It was the first time we had four vehicles on one job. Two guys had been there working, and then two other trucks showed up in the, we call it the cavalry. They showed up in the afternoon to help them push the job over. And then somebody stepped back and took a photo of all four of those trucks. Oh, Andy, you talk about a proud moment, man. That was, we have four trucks on that job.
It's a great picture. And in my brain, I'm going, why are there so many people on one job?
Oh.
I go, there's a lot of money sitting right there. You better hurry up. Yeah. Going. But the fleet idea is important because, I mean, even when we just started out with the franchises, the guy in Lakeland, he's got one vehicle.
Yeah.
But we still treat it like he's going to have 10.
Yeah.
Right. So we even, you know, we came up with a numbering scheme for it. We make sure that he's got the proper numbering system on it, make sure he's got the tools and the basics begin with the end in mind. He wants to grow. He's going to grow to multiple trucks, maybe even by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And so now he started, his first truck looks really, really good. As opposed to what we did. I mean, we started with, you know, hand-me-down vehicles and magnets on the side. It is an added value, right? So we were kind of joking about before the podcast started, I pay you out of my marketing budget, right? So that's on your list to talk about, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah.
And because, you know, how do you get your work, James? Well, we get our work because obviously we have a great Google presence. When you Google drywall repair, we're number one in Orlando, we pop up. And we have great word of mouth with their existing customers in Facebook groups and B&I and Nextdoor and all those chatter places. They all talk us up. But I can really tell the difference with our vehicles because they're these big rolling billboards that are around. And people tell me all the time, I see your truck everywhere. Yeah, because I've got 10 and they're everywhere. And their logo beautiful and people see them and they take pictures of them when they're on job sites. It got to the point that we had to put QR codes on the vehicles so they can at least scan it and take them right to our website.
Yeah.
Right. Then you added all that for us. And so being able to like have this moving billboard, that you can tell what we do, right? Because how many times you have someone with a logoed vehicle or a wrapped vehicle, you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, what is, you know, JB Solutions? You know, what is...
You got to be able to tell what they do.
You got to tell what it is.
You put me in mind of something I learned, you know, 100 years ago when I was in college, and a business professor was saying, this is what we want to do. We want to create, number one, brand awareness. This brand does exist. Okay. That's step one. And that's what we get with these great logoed vehicles. Step two is brand usage. I tried those guys. Okay. I gave them a try. And then you want to move them along to brand loyalty. I always use those guys. But if you don't get them on that first step, if you don't pull them in with something, you'll never get them all the way down to brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Want to become a business owner but not sure where to start? A hole-in-the-wall drywall repair franchise could be the opportunity you've been waiting for. As a franchisee, you'll have access to our comprehensive training program, ongoing support, and a proven business model developed to help entrepreneurs like yourself succeed. With our low overhead costs and high demand for services, you'll be able to hit the ground running and start generating income quickly. Achieve financial success while providing a valuable service to your community. Go to holeinthewallfranchising.com and take the first steps towards achieving your entrepreneurial dreams. You don't always need a drywall repair person. You don't. But you want to be what we call top of mind marketing, TOM. You want to be top of the mind. So when you do need drywall repair, you will either recall seeing our vehicle or having someone refer us, or you'll go searching for a drywall repair company, and then we pop up because we're everywhere. And so that becomes this, we call it the spin the plates, you know, get the little stick and plate spinning. We call it keeping your brand plate spinning. There always has to be something, even though we don't necessarily need a lot of work because we're so busy, but I still keep my brand plate spinning. You know, I still keep Google ads going. I still keep, you know, some marketing going because we won't be busy someday, and it's not as easy to turn that on. And, you know, that's a slow machine to turn on, but the branding of the vehicles, that's always running.
And all the time.
Yep.
And I mean, there's gotta be, I mean, I can't figure out the ROI on our end, but there's gotta be some sort of calculation. You had a story about the ROI, right? Some guy you did.
Yeah. So one of my first customers actually, and I didn't hear about this until very recently, but he said within 2 hours of getting his truck wrapped, he got a $12,000 lighting job, does exterior lighting. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
On a $2,500 wrap, he got a $12,000 job. And then he said he went back later and he counted it all up. And it had been 18 months since I'd done his wrap. He said he's gotten $68,000 in business that he knows came from
that he can link
people
right
seeing.
Back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wraps. That's a testament that's right there crazy. To how powerful that is.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they kind of sometimes they scoff at the cost or they can't afford it or whatever, but it's like you really can't afford to not have it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much business are you missing out on? That's an opportunity cost where you're not spending the money, but you're not getting that business.
Yep.
And if it's kind of short sighted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It can be expensive sometimes, but
I wish really. I could tell you who the quote was from, but they said the business owner who doesn't market, which is what that is, has a fool for an owner.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it's really crazy. And, you know, I just recently did a wrap. It was a simple wrap for this guy. He didn't have anything before, but like the day that I wrapped it, he said he got 6 or 7 calls from just that. And it wasn't anything super special. It was just, it's a budget wrap. But going from nothing on your vehicles to something.
Yeah.
It just like,
yeah,
that's big.
Yeah. And it just creates an element of being serious about your business and when it's not just a square magnet on your door.
Yes.
That sounds like you either just got in business last week or you're thinking about getting out of the business next week. That's what I think of when I see the magnets.
You know, people ask me that all the time. And yes, we do vehicle magnets, but I always recommend, like, there's only one. Having a magnet just makes you look, it's like going to Vistaprint for your business cards. Not a big fan of that, but you know, sometimes you could just tell, and right off the bat, you think it looks like this person's just getting started,
right?
Or like you said, they're not going to stick around long. And it's frustrating, like when there's HOAs that won't allow commercial wraps of any kind. And so they have to have a magnet. And so I was thinking about it, you know, if you have to do it, why don't we flip it around? Why don't we put a small wrap or a logo on your vehicle and get a white magnet to cover it while you're at home? That way, because a wrap makes it look more permanent when you're on a job site, that's going to look a lot better than a magnet. So if you have to cover it while you're home, that's going to be better than having the magnet with your logo at the job site.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's always my recommendation. Let's just get a white magnet to cover the wrap that we put on your vehicle if you have to have it. But if you don't have to have it, no, under no circumstances would I say get a magnet over a wrap.
Yeah, we can't have them in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so we have. So if I have a vehicle that's got the logo on it, I just put it in my garage for the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something to be aware of, I guess. But I think that when you have a magnet, it just screams, you know.
Temporary. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Just screams.
Or insincere or partially committed or not.
Yeah, or I won't be around. And frankly, you want to give the confidence to your customer that if you need something in the future, I can back it up. I'm not going anywhere. Heck, I just invested a few $1,000 wrapping my vehicle. You know, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Got lots of money in uniforms and advertising. You can trust us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, right on. Well, what else you got on your list there, Andy? Because I know there's so much more.
Yeah, so just the last part, I know we kind of touched on it, but like advertising and marketing, you know, these the bigger the vehicle, the bigger a billboard really you have. And driving around town, if you have multiple ones, it's just, it's everywhere. And again, it's important to have it to be quality and understandable and look good. And but that being all over the road is so important, or being on a job site, you know, people in the neighborhood take notice. You're like, oh yeah, I mean, I was thinking about getting that done. You know, let me go talk to them or take a picture or call or whatever.
Yeah, let me take a picture of that nice vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got these salespeople out all over town, you know, and they're working whenever you're on the road. So yeah, that's the last point there. But
I can't really imagine not having. Actually, we have one vehicle on the road right now that's not logoed, and Bill can contest. I mean, my eye twitches because we're going to get a logoed. It was a spare vehicle we had, and then we needed it, and it's like it's out there running now. It's like, golly, that is not who we are. We've got to get that fixed. Even if I wanted to logo right this second, I couldn't because that truck is still so busy. But it's so valuable to have it. So I just can't really emphasize enough how important it is to have a consistency in your brand. And obviously, your brand is more than just your vehicles. But having that design, having that consistency, having that follow through from business cards all the way to the websites, right? And your vehicles are one of them. We actually have a whole section in our brand guide on vehicle wraps and how they need to look, because it's so important for the brand to have. And there's so much good data in what we just talked about. I do me a favor. Let's just recap real fast. You know, why is it important to do this wrapping for your logos, for your fleet?
Yeah. So, well, obviously it's very important to make sure that you're looking good as a company, looking professional, and then carrying that through for your fleets, to look consistent from one vehicle to the next, no matter who shows up at your door from the company, they're going to look the same. People are going to see you, all over town. They're going to see multiple vehicles. It's going to appear, perception going to be, you know, appear that you may even be larger than you are, really important. And then, you know, for the marketing aspect of it, the more vehicles you have that look great, it's going to be like these rolling billboards everywhere. And they can be salespeople for you as you're out doing your business. And so I think those are really important. They help build visibility and credibility, and just really important for business owners that have, you know, not only one vehicle, but multiple vehicles in a fleet.
Awesome. So if my audience wants to get a hold of you, they want to have the genius of Andy taking care of their wraps. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Probably two ways. One, I love texting. Texting is great. And you can reach me at 812-598-4472. That's 812-598-4472. Our website is nearly finished, but as soon as that's done, it's going to be at creativewraps.us. So creativewraps.us. Right now there's a landing page, but we should have that up and running here shortly, in probably a couple weeks, I think we'll be finished. So.
Excellent. Excellent. And listen, our friends can always reach out to me because I'll refer them right to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
and you do. And I appreciate that.
As often as possible. Yeah. I wouldn't do it if you weren't very good. I mean, honestly, when you have people like someone, hey, do you have this person or that person? And if you don't feel confident in them, you don't have that credibility.
Yep.
I'm going to say, I got somebody, but use at your own risk, right? There's no way.
We can give a strong reference referral for you.
Appreciate that.
That's absolutely.
Heartfelt.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. Hopefully it won't be a year before you come in next time. We'll do this again. We have lots of exciting things coming up that you're obviously part of our world. So
I'm so excited about your franchise stuff. I'm literally genuinely excited that this is growing and so exciting.
It's neat because we sit back and because a year and a half of really digging in and working on this.
I was there.
James, this is no longer theoretical.
This is it.
This is actually happening.
It's like, okay, we're doing shows. We have a franchise director. Oh my goodness. What are we
have franchises.
We had a warehouse full of people for 2 weeks training.
That was terrific.
What's great
that was so exciting.
And then tomorrow. They're doing their first jobs on the road. Mm-hmm. They're making money. These guys making money within a few weeks of being part of
the team. Yeah, I love that. I love that for them.
Well, thanks for being enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Andy, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, it was so good. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. It was another great show.
We'd like to thank you for listening to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. We'd love for you to join our Facebook group and keep the conversation going. If you'd like to learn more about us and our business, check us out at holeinthewall.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to start a hole-in-the-wall franchise, go to holeinthewallfranchising.com.